Hello, English learners. I hope you're having a good week at work, working, or at home working. Well, there are some phrases that you shouldn't say at work. I will give them to you, and I will give you some phrases that you can say instead to sound very professional. And remember that you can go to my site, pensareningles.thinkific.com for transcriptions, exercises, and vocabulary after every episode. Phrase number one. John really dropped the ball on this one. What does drop the ball mean? Drop the ball means that someone failed to do something. Imagine someone is juggling some balls and they drop one of the balls. Okay, so maybe John forgot to do a task at work. He forgot to send an email, something like that. So he failed in some way. Now, why is this a bad thing to say? It's bad because you shouldn't talk about the other worker's performance at work unless you are the boss, okay? It's unprofessional. So what can you say instead? Well, in American work culture, we like to say things in a subtle way if we don't approve of someone. So you could say something like, John seems really busy, and maybe that's why he didn't do this or that. So trying to give someone some grace, that's a better thing to say. Phrase number two. I feel. In an email, this is unprofessional because you should use more direct language. For example, if you say, I feel we should have a meeting on Thursday. Instead say, let's have a meeting on Thursday. It makes you sound more direct and confident. Phrase number three. I'm not in charge of that. That's not my job. These are horrible phrases to say at work because it just tells your boss that you don't care about the company and you only come to work to do your job and that is it. So what should you say instead of this phrase? Well, you could say, I can't speak to that as it wasn't assigned to me, but Sarah can. You should offer the name of someone else your boss can ask without saying, that's not my job. This is a nicer way of letting them know that someone else would be better to speak about it. The next phrase, don't worry, or relax. This is something that can seem rude. But I think English language learners use it when they want someone to relax and not be angry or sad. At work, it's better not to say to someone, relax, don't worry. Because, well, who are you to tell them that this isn't something to worry about? And also, maybe they're not worried or angry or sad, but you are telling them that you think that they are acting that way. It's better to say how you'll solve the problem. So for example, if you work in a restaurant and there is a table and the customers are annoyed because their food is late, you could say, your food will be ready in a few minutes more. Thank you for your patience. Next phrase. Are you all right? Or, are you okay? So this is very common in England or the UK to say this to someone when they first enter the room, and it means, how are you? But I didn't know that because I'm from the United States. So one time I had an English boss who would ask me that, and I always thought, do I look sad? Do I look angry? Why is she asking me that? But then I realized that's just how they say it in England. So don't say this in America because people will think that you think something's wrong with them. Just always say, how are you today? Or if you haven't seen them in a long time, how have you been? I'll try. When you are asked to do something, you should be more confident. You should say instead, I will. We've always done it this way. This makes it seem that you only want to do things the old way and that you're not open to better or newer ways of doing things. Instead, you should seem open and say something like, that is interesting. How would it work? So they can explain to you. There's nothing I can do. This is not a good phrase to say. I'm sure you're more creative than that. You should think of all the possibilities of how to solve a problem. You should say instead, what I can do is this. You guys. Well, this is wrong because guys is too casual, too informal for the workplace. And guys, if there is a woman in the group, well, guys means men, so that's not appropriate. What you should say instead to address more than one person in front of you when you enter a room, for example, hi team, hello everyone, hello all, hello everybody. Thank you for watching today. I hope that you've learned a lot of good phrases that you can use to fit in to the culture of the workplace. Remember to go to www.pensarenglais.thinkific.com for transcriptions, vocabulary, and exercises. I will see you next week when I release another video every Wednesday. Thank you.